The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
I know I saw all the Halloween boxes in the attic just the other day. I wonder where they are now.
When I think of Halloween, my first priority is chocolate.
Yeah, right.
Do let me know if you find any in the attic.
Sure. You know, I think Jody was up here yesterday looking for something that worked for a costume. Maybe she saw the box. Can you go ask her, please?
Sure. Let me go find her. I think she's in her bedroom. Hi, Jody. Uncle Dave's having trouble finding the Halloween boxes, and he thought you might have seen them yesterday while you were up in the attic.
Well, I did move some boxes around while I was up there. I was hoping that I might find my piggy bank.
Your piggy bank? Why would it be in the attic?
Well, I've been trying to save money for a Halloween costume, and so I put all my money somewhere up in the attic so it would be safe. Halloween is only a few weeks away, and I don't have anything to wear.
Oh, don't worry about that. Many of the secondhand stores around here specialize in costumes. Some even have costume advisors to help you plan the perfect outfit.
You mean you want me to wear something that someone else wore? And that would be so embarrassing. What if someone recognizes what I'm wearing?
Secondhand stores get donations from all over the area, not just our town. I think you'd be surprised how many perfectly usable Halloween costumes are only worn once.
But that's the trouble. I don't know what to wear. It's so easy to decide when you can just look at the pictures on the outside of the packages and decide what to purchase.
Well, I don't want to spoil your Halloween fun. After all, it is your money you're spending. But you'll find you'll spend a whole lot less if you buy a Halloween costume secondhand.
There you two are. I did find those Halloween boxes finally. But what's this about costumes? Are we having a party?
Party? That's a great idea. Oh, and Uncle Dave, we could have a Halloween party here. I can't wait to see you two in costumes.
Costumes? You know, I've always wanted to be a ghost. Do we have any old sheets around?
Oh, as a matter of fact, we do, but they're not white. They're sort of striped.
Uncle Dave, whoever heard of a striped ghost?
Well, why not? You know, that's the fun of Halloween. After all, there could be striped ghosts, and besides that, I'll have a really unique costume.
Seems to me we have a lot of newspaper around here. Maybe I'll cut them into strips and make a mummy outfit.
Oh, you two have such good ideas. Maybe we really don't need to go anywhere. Will you both help me come up with a costume from these things we have around the house?
Well, sure. You know, this is going to be a great party.
Start planning now. You'll be amazed how many items you too will find around your house that would make great Halloween costume. And don't forget to check your library and the internet for ideas on costume design.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Bretta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave, Jim Justice as Ann, and Noelle Eshte as Jody. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.